This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate a neurology consultation on a patient named Mary Douglas. Marydouglass. Date of birth 03/14/1971. Date of appointment January 30th, 2025. Requesting physician George Weiss, GEORGEWEIS, DO. Dear Dr. Weiss, I have the pleasure of seeing Mary Douglas today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 53-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of left breast cancer. She is going to Dana-Farber Institute, Dana-Farber, in Boston. She had mastectomy done with reconstruction in November 2022. No chemo done, no radiation done. She is on a medication called Exemestane, E-X-E-M-E-S-T-A-N-E, which she is taking. She is having a headache about three times per week. It is in the left periorbital region. Sometime whole head also involved, sometime sharp, sometime dull, not throbbing, no nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, no dizziness. Nose become sometime feels about to fall. No visual phenomena. Advil and Tylenol sometime help. Feels tired. Sleep anytime, any place. Memory is not good. Sometime struggle for names. MRI of the brain done, which shows developmental venous anomaly. And scattered foci of T2 hyperintensities in the white matter. Past medical history, breast cancer, sarcoidosis, have a large lymph node in the chest, arthritis, right bundle branch block, allergy to sulfa, past surgical history, mastectomy and reconstruction, 2 hip replacement. Left wrist, left ankle surgery, medication, Cymbalta 30 milligram daily, Monjaro, Exemestane, vitamin D, vitamin K, magnesium, biotin, vitamin B complex, probiotic. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, rarely drink alcohol. She is a teacher in middle school. She is married, live with the husband, have 3 children. Family history, mother alive, with osteopenia, Hashimoto's. Father disease, bundle branch block, and glioblastoma of the brain. No sister, have one brother with have a mitral valve prolapse. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking, decreased libido. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 53-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, memory impairment. Number two, migraine. Number three, fatigue. Number four, dizziness. Next paragraph. She already had MRI of the brain with contrast, which shows T2 hyperintensities in the white matter. This is a non-specific finding. She also has a left frontal developmental venous anomaly. She is worrying about aneurysm because her family has a history of aneurysm. I would like to order MRI of the brain. At this age, memory issue can be due to medication side effect. In her age, antidepressant sometimes helps. For migraine, she does not need medication at this time. For dizziness, on and off, I advised her to be well hydrated all the time and do not miss the meal. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.